Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the OWC Digital Studios, for special Into Tomorrow products and pricing, you do want to check out owcdigital.com/into. I am Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of December 14th, 2018. Here in the Miami studio with me,
Chris Graveline.
Over there across the other side of that big giant picture window kind of thing, in the control room, also in our Miami control room, is Rosmo. I was going to say Horatio, but no, he's in New York, and Joe's in Atlanta, and Beth's in Naples. We're scattered about, because everybody's over various places doing Christmas shopping for tech gifts. But we're all here in the long run, one way or t'other, to bring you the latest in consumer tech, to offer our tech gift suggestions, and to hopefully solve your digital dilemmas. Let us do that for you, won't you? Anytime, day or night, the following phone number can be called. Might be the old-fashioned way, but it still works well. And when you call, you'll see what I mean when I say I sort of hold your hand through the process. I do that, you know. Have you called our 800 number recently to see that I hold your hand through the process?
I call it all the time. When I'm not at work, I miss your voice, so I call in so that I can hear you.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. What's the 800 number?
800-899-4686.
You're sick.
It's 800-899-INTO.
800-899-INTO.
Yes.
We'll get you. Day or night, when you miss my voice, you can call that number and participate on the show, you sicko.
Or you can tune into the 24/7 stream.
You see, that would be better. Why don't you do that if you miss my voice?
Well, because then I have to hear my own voice, too.
Yeah, and?
At least if I call the 800 number, I qualify for a prize.
Yeah, but you're the one who's always hanging up on it. I can see by the caller ID.
Yeah, well.
Some tech news, mayhaps, yes, and perhaps even some commentary, and then mayhaps a call or two or three.
Russian accessory maker Caviar is known for attaching impractical gold-plated objects onto the backs of iPhones, like a gold-trimmed solar charging panel. But the company may have outdone itself this year with its latest variant of Apple's phone, the iPhone XS Max Swiss Dreams Watch Phone. Attaches a gold-plated Apple Watch onto the back of the phone for the low, low price of $21,050.
Oh, my gosh, because if you turn the phone around, you can see the time, or on the back for $21,000, you can have an Apple Watch.
Right, but it's a gold-plated phone with a case with the attaches the phone to it. So, of course, the Apple Watch will be pretty useless. The watch primarily does two things at this point. It displays notifications from an iPhone, which, of course, is on the backside of it,
right,
and offers better fitness data due to the sensors on the back. Neither feature will be useful if the watch is attached to the back of a phone.
Yes, because it's not getting your heart rate from your wrist because it's not on your wrist.
Yeah, and I've seen pictures of this case. It looks to me like the watch actually is attached to the back of the phone, so I don't know how you would remove it to charge the watch either.
Yeah, or the phone.
Yeah.
Because Apple finally caught up with the Qi wireless charging, but you can't put that down.
But at least the phone you can still plug in to charge, but I don't know how you charge the watch that's attached to the back of it.
Leave it to Caviar. They should just stick with eating it.
Yeah.
And not trying to put $21,000 gold-plated anything else on an iPhone. But you know what the sad part is? I'll bet they're selling a few.
Yeah, somebody's going to buy it.
Probably several somebodies. Some rich oligarchs somewhere. Miniature solar cells can be embedded in clothing Now, see, this is useful to allow wearers to charge their phones and smartwatches based on developments from Nottingham Trent University. The cells are embedded in yarn and covered in resin to allow users to be able to wash and wear your clothing normally. That part's very helpful because you don't want to have clothing with embedded microcells to be able to do charging if you can't wash the clothes.
Why wouldn't I just buy an external battery?
No, because don't you want your shirt to just charge your phone and your smartwatch or something while you're wearing it?
No.
Well, I would. That's kind of clever.
Although I never knew what happened to it. I had it one day and then I noticed I didn't have it. I think somebody stole it. I had one of those shirts with a Wi-Fi signal meter on it. It had like one of those little LED kind of things on the front of it. And when I would get close to a Wi-Fi signal, it would light up depending on how strong the signal was.
I saw it on your ex's boyfriend's chest one day, so maybe she took it.
Yeah. It's one of those items that I got at my favorite store, which I would say the name of if they were spending money with us, but...
Oh, they're not.
No, just think like a geek.
Not a squad.
Right.
Just a geek.
Yeah.
And BB, but not... That doesn't mean Best Buy.
Right.
Yeah. And they should spend money with us. For 24 years, they should be spending money with us. Yet they call us several times a year. We want to have one of our Geek Squad experts on and promote us. Oh, yeah?
Well, when I was saying think like a geek, I was talking thinkgeek.com, but... They're the ones that should be spending money with us.
They also.
But let's just say if you like geeky products, you'll like that online store.
Yeah. Because they do have a lot of geeky stuff. It's kind of fun.
Rumors circulated this week that Microsoft will be replacing the core technology in its Edge browser for Windows 10 with Chromium, the open source software from Google that is the core of the Chrome browser.
I thought that was kind of interesting. They're basically saying their own Edge sucks, so they're going to use basically Chrome. Well, if they're going to do that, just download Chrome.
Yeah. Well, Microsoft Edge, developed by Microsoft, was a replacement for Internet Explorer, and Edge is only available on Windows 10, Windows 10 Mobile, and Xbox One devices. However, it does not run on older versions of the Windows operating system. That was a problem I had trying to get Skype set up in our studios for something. Skype for web calls, video calls, only work on Chrome or Edge. Well, the laptop I had was not Windows 10, so I had Chrome was my only option, and it still wasn't working. But you would think that Skype, owned by Microsoft, would work on at least Internet Explorer, Microsoft's browser, but no.
No, because the department heads don't communicate.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to have lunch together and share ideas, apparently.
But I think it's funny that Microsoft seems to be abandoning their own technology and going to a competitor's technology to make their browsers work.
Yeah, that was my first thought. It's like, really? But again, then why worry about using Edge if they're just using the technology behind Chrome? Just use Chrome as your browser.
Well, apparently a lot of people are using Chrome because Chrome has 62% of the market share of browsers.
Yep. As well they should.
Chrome and Firefox are my two browsers of choice.
Me too. So, and Erasmo, of course, he's on a Mac, so I bet Safari is your browser of choice, right? But do you have any other browsers? Do you have Firefox and Chrome? Yeah, so he's smart, even though he's an Apple user.
I have Chrome on my iPhone.
Well, there you go. But you don't have Edge.
Well, they don't have it for iPhones.
Yeah, I know. Developers will get a shot at creating apps that respond to users' thoughts with a new kit from Control Labs, CTRL Labs.
Are you listening, Zane? He was our caller last hour.
Yeah.
I was talking about
it's
AI.
All about your thoughts. The startup says its Control Kit, coming early next year, can detect neurological impulses and convert them into digital commands. A bit scary, I think. But they're doing it. So watch for early next year. Stay tuned into tomorrow because we'll tell you all about it and we'll stay on top of that because it might be interesting. Can you imagine? We've done some things over the years on the show where we've done a couple of games and things with wearing a headband. And you think about a little ball rolling and it does, but you can also think about stopping it and it does. I still think it was a magic act, but it worked. I did it. And it was like, okay, it blew me away. Then they have a little hoop. Okay, now I just want you to think about the ball going through the hoop. And I'm watching their hands to make sure they're not pushing it or something. And I thought about the ball going through the hoop. And it went through the hoop. And then I thought about a ham sandwich. And it didn't appear.
Oh, boy.
So I figured it was only so good, you know. But if you can create apps to respond to your thoughts or... app creators will do that, and you pick up your phone and have an app and just think about something. Ooh, that's spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Again, watch out, Zane.
Popular earphone manufacturer Skullcandy has announced their first truly wireless earbuds, calling them the Skullcandy Push. The earbuds feature a large button on the side for answering calls, skipping music tracks, and triggering Siri, the Google Assistant, or, if you're a masochist, Samsung Bixby. The Skullcandy Push offers 6 hours of listening time, and placing the earbuds into a fully charged case can offer an additional 6 hours.
Nice.
Gym rats beware, though. They're not sweat or water resistant. If you want a pair of workout buds, look elsewhere.
Yeah.
So at least I won't have that problem.
No, you go to the gym. Just to say you went, right. You don't do anything right. In there. You just drive by, but you tell people, oh, yeah, I went to the gym today. Mm-hmm. Like when we travel around the world and we make sure hotels have a nice gym so we can go in and see it and then go have a nice big dinner or something.
Years ago, I had a gym membership and I would go to the gym on Fridays because Fridays they had free pizza. And, of course, you know, you'd want a gym to have free pizza because they want you to have to continue working out there. So I would go there for the free pizza.
Is that that purple place?
Yeah.
Ah, I thought so. Ay, ay, ay. Google plans to tap global news sources as well as listener preferences to deliver personalized news summaries from your Google Assistant. The company's promoting the on-demand service as the future of audio news, even though Alexa's been doing that for a while now. As usual, Google's playing catch-up, but they're going to do it. Maybe even Mustard, but they're apparently going to deliver... See, catch-up?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they're going to deliver personalized news summaries. I'm sure with some additional twist to make it better than what Alexa does, because you can tell her good morning, and you can pre-select. You want some tech news, you want some news headlines, sports, whatever you'd like. Maybe traffic in your area if you need to worry about that sort of thing. And she can do that when you say good morning. And I have her turning on lights and doing various and sundry things and going out and fetching the paper. The paper? I haven't gotten a paper in 20 years. But you can have these routines, you see. No, she can't fetch the paper.
You know, I have my Alexa telling, you know, when I tell her good morning, you know, she brings my, turns the air conditioner up a little bit, turns on some lights, and then she always gives me a fun fact. And last week, you know, she was telling me about it, the 85th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition. So, of course, uh-huh. I said, you know, I came into work saying, well, we got to have drinks now to celebrate.
You'll drink
but
to
I,
that.
But I was shut down at work.
Yeah, because we don't do that at work.
Yeah.
No drinking at work. Only after you're home and not driving, then crack open a beer or something.
Yeah. Russian officials have threatened to block Google's access in Russia unless it complies with a law that asks it to ban certain websites. The country is putting intense pressure on internet companies to block content that it deems harmful after passing a law in September that required search engines to comply with a state registry of banned websites. Now, while the registry does contain websites promoting hate speech and self-harm, it also includes a large amount of websites that are blacklisted for political reasons, such as a Ukrainian news website.
Oh, sorry, I'm just checking yet somebody else that posted another FedEx delivery. and I've let me see if I can move this video ahead and describe it to you. And okay, the driver's getting out of the truck, walking up to the door. Oh, he just tossed it from about 20 feet away. And then he kicked it. Whoa!
Hey, Dick.
Oh, interesting. And then the homeowner is trying to call him names, which I would have used something a whole lot more bizarre than that. But he actually tossed the package. It looked like it was even gift-wrapped. It was all red and whatnot. Threw it like 10 feet, and that wasn't good enough. It didn't make it to the door, so he walked up. He's holding his phone. He walked up, and he kicked it the rest of the way. Oh, my gosh.
Seems like the UPS driver that delivers here to the studio.
Yeah, exactly. Not on our Christmas list. Yeah. The others are. They do a great job. The letter carrier's fine. Almost said mailman. Oh, I would have been arrested by the PC police. But the letter carrier does a great job. Our FedEx Ground and FedEx Regular. If the one's FedEx Ground, the other one's just FedEx?
Yeah, FedEx yeah. Express.
Oh, there you go. They both are great, making sure to hand us packages, maybe because they pay attention to all the cameras we have. I don't know, but the fact is they're very good and they're friendly. But the UPS guy, he actually had the nerve to point to my American flag out front and go, why you have that up? What? Really? Boy, did that get me going. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get him fired or at least off our route. That didn't work. So, no, he doesn't get a box of cookies or anything this year.
Yeah. Of course, then you get the, you know, the Amazon delivery people that keep putting your Amazon deliveries in your mailbox,
yeah.
Which, you know, of course, is not acceptable. And because what they don't realize, or what most people don't realize, is then the letter carrier comes to put your mail in, they can take that out of the box, store it at the post office, and make you pay to get it back.
Yes, and they're doing that in many cases. I've been reading a lot of stories where if it's not U.S. Postal, it doesn't have mail postage on it, it can't go in a mailbox. And if it's a package, some of them are confiscating those packages and saying, come and pay the postage that it would have been, and you can have your package. I don't blame them for that. It's a federal offense. Don't be shoving stuff in people's mailboxes if it's not mail.
Although I'm still curious to find out what it cost Amazon to get the post office to deliver on Sundays.
Oh, I know. I see them around my neighborhood all the time. You know, it's weird to see a postal truck out delivering on a Sunday. But they're not delivering to everybody, only certain Amazon packages to certain people. But how bizarre. Yeah, it's very strange. Of course, I like the idea that you had for my UPS driver. I should give him an American flag with a bow on it.
Right, but put it in a FedEx box.
Yeah, just to rub a little salt on that wound, right?
Yeah.
I like it. And what do you think? 800-899-INTO, and we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Holidays. This is Beth, and I'd like to remind you that there are lots of children out and about this holiday season. Please be kind, patient, and watch for little ones, especially while traveling on the road. Now back for more Into Tomorrow.
Thank you, Beth, and she's absolutely right. Gotta be careful for the little kids, especially this time of year when they're off school in the next couple of weeks and so forth. Just use extra care. And Beth, of course, has, as the rest of us do, some great gift ideas. What's another one of hers?
And one of hers this week is the Google Home Mini. Miniature hands-free speakers that listen to your commands to play music, among other things. You can stream shows and audiobooks, answer your questions, as well as connect to and control your smart home devices. They come in a variety of colors and are often on sale. Right now, you can find them for about $30.
There you go. The Google Home Mini. I use one as well, and I like it, especially when I make the Google Home Mini fight with the Alexa Echo Dot. They're even more fun that way.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Portable North Pole. Create personalized messages from Santa and share the magic today. Check out PortableNorthPole.com.
And trust me, you want to do that because there's a bunch of free stuff you can do. If you got any kids or grandkids, definitely set them up for a call from Santa or a story from Santa. And there's free things. And then if you want to spend a couple of bucks, there's many more things, more involved stories and whatnot. PortableNorthPole.com. Do check it out. We promote them every year because we love them.
One of my favorite features about the site is you can put in the child's birthday, and on their birthday, they'll get another message from Santa wishing them a happy birthday and reminding him that he's watching.
That's right. Reminding him or her that Santa's watching all year, not just on Christmas. So check that out.
It's time for our info history feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA, historic past. Chris.
Yeah, boy. The tube-based TV sets dominated the market since the beginning of the real mass market in the early 50s. The screens got bigger, but also very heavy and bulky. Stereo sound and color TV were the only innovations until the introduction of a remote control. In the beginning, connected to the TV with a cable. Introduced first by Zenith in the U.S., named Lazy Bones. The remotes then went wireless, first using ultrasound technology. But as this was not very reliable, the switch was made to infrared, a technology that is still used today. IFA was, of course, showing off all of these latest innovations. That's this week's IFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
That's pretty cool that Zenith was basically calling their customers lazy because the remote was lazy bones. And they're basically saying, get up off your butt and go change the channel or use this.
And, of course, that ultrasound technology is where the name clicker came from because it made an actual clicking sound when you push the button.
That's true. And you see, even today, sometimes you watch a sitcom or something and you hear click. It's like modern remotes don't click. But they'll do it anyway sometimes because it's the clicker.
Yeah. I remember a time before remotes. I was your remote control when I was a kid.
That's right. And that's why you got kids. To get up and change the channel.
Chris, go change the channel. Chris, stand there with the foil up in the air. And, you know, Chris, do this.
Turn the antenna. Yeah. The rabbit ears are messing up. Got to see the game. We have a plethora of prizes when you participate on the program, and it is easy to do just that when you call the number that Chris is going to give you. And no promises, no guarantees, but mention the items that we list, by the way, at intotomorrow.com and on our tech newsletter. Currently, from Chalk and Social, from OviLED, from Nuhira, from 97, from Action Tech, and from Catalyst, all kinds of goodies to share with you when you call
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Oh, and if you haven't been there lately, do check out especially the video of me trying to drive on ice. Yeah, at intotomorrow.com.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Hi, Into Tomorrow listeners. This is Age, and in case you were wondering what we want for Christmas, we'd like some phone calls.
Because everyday technology should make every day easier, not more complicated, you're tuned into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, still getting over that cold, but hey, the show must go on, right? It's what we do. We all survive, hopefully, those things regularly. My turn again, I guess. But we want to hear from you. It's very important that you join us on the program, participate, ask questions, comments, whatever the case. Call in, win stuff is still a very good mantra. And of course, you participating on the program really makes the program. So it's really important that we hear from you. If you've got a question, a comment, maybe a concern, help for another listener, we love it when listeners help other listeners. Whatever the case, maybe just share some tech rage. That works, too. We'll bleep you. Don't worry. Makes it for interesting radio. So just share your tech rage. Either way, call the following number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America, or you can Skype into it if you prefer to do that from anywhere in the world. 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. Anytime, 24/7. Happy to have you join us on the show. Our next guest joins us to share some do's and don'ts of social media while divorcing. And you might think, as I did initially, okay, well, isn't that just sort of common sense and, you know, don't let on too many things and what have you? But think about it. There's some pretty interesting things that we should discuss. She's a divorce lawyer, of course, and author. She's with Berkman, Botker, Newman, and Rod. And I'm thankful it's not 20 more names that a lot of law firms are. Jacqueline Newman, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, as I first mentioned, you know, you would think, well, it's kind of common sense, I guess. You know, don't flaunt if you've got a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you're in the middle of a divorce because it's not over yet. And maybe that's a mistake, I'm guessing, that a lot of people might make on social media. And then all of a sudden, the ex who you thought was blocked, but the friend showed him or her your pictures with somebody out and about. Now you've got maybe more problems on your hands. Is that one of the things that you might be concerned about?
Absolutely. I mean, you would think that people would have common sense about it. But, you know, with social media, a lot of people feel that, you know, all these thousands of people that are looking at their feed are their best friends, and they feel the need to share all the great things that are going on in their lives. But what they do forget is that many people look at this, and not only just your ex-spouse or soon-to-be ex-spouse, but it could be your children, it could be your friends, it could be, you know, people that you work with. I can't emphasize enough that when going through a divorce, it is so important to stay away from social media.
Wow. And yet it's so hard to do. As you say, people want to share, especially if it's with some friends that know what you're going through and know you might be having a really hard time. But look, something fun happened and I want to share it with the world. Still not a good idea at that point.
No, absolutely not. And it's not always just about relationships. You know, something that had happened in a case of mine, and it's something that I talk to other clients about very often, is I represented a woman once, and the husband was claiming that he couldn't afford to pay all the things that she was asking for. And the next thing you know is on social media, on Facebook, he was in the financial district, and he closed a big deal. And he had a big picture of him in his brand new car. And it was one of those things where as soon as I saw it, I said, oh, really? You can afford this new Porsche, but you can't afford to be paying for the things that my client needs.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And, you know, it's another example of not doing it.
Oh, sure. And I'll bet you couldn't do that screenshot fast enough in case he took it down or something. You've got the
absolutely.
Evidence you needed.
And, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, it's just important to stay away from it. And I will say, you know, another example of this is I had a client who she was very unhappy. Her husband had had an affair, and she wrote all sorts of nasty things about him on social media, saying he can't be trusted and that he's a liar and all of these things. And his boss saw it, and he was up for a promotion, and he ultimately didn't get the promotion. And while we can't say for sure it was because of that, it definitely didn't help. And at the end of the day, she really kind of messed things up for herself and for her children. So It really can kind of cut all different ways. And again, just a big no-no.
And you've written a couple of very interesting books, including Soon to Be Ex, A Woman's Guide to Her Perfect Divorce and Relaunch. I like that title, too. And Soon to Be Ex for Men. Thank you very much on behalf of men and a guy who never thought he'd say ex-wives, plural. But I do. But Soon to Be Ex for Men, Preserving Wealth, Fatherhood, and Sanity During Divorce. Both titles sound fascinating and very interesting, and we'll have to talk more about those things. But since we cover tech, obviously we're talking about the social media end of things. One of the things you talk about is over 80% of divorce attorneys reported a large increase of evidence collected from social media. So you are driving that point home very well. Just don't do it if you're going through it or about to. And then once the divorce is final, is it fine? Open the floodgates, you know, share with the world that you're happy?
You know, you could. I still would probably suggest not to, because, again, unless this was an amicable divorce and everybody was on the same page, it's still going to be painful if somebody sees you moving on when the other person has not. And if you're co-parenting or there are financial situations that are going to keep the two of you connected, there's no reason to put salt in the wound.
Although, again, I can hear a bunch of listeners, men and women for that matter, kind of screaming at their radio, oh, yeah, because that's all I live for is rubbing salt in the wound. I'm not saying that personally, but I'm just saying that I can understand that a lot of people would do it, I think, out of spite or to be vengeful. And I know several that's what him or her lives are all about, is to be spiteful and vengeful. And that is a shame by all means, but they're using social media to that end. And even though it might be finalized or otherwise, they're thinking, ha, that'll show her or that'll show him. You know, it's like, well, hey, whatever. You know, if you really have to go that route, I guess do it, but not a good idea.
It's not a good idea. And the other thing, what I say to people is that if you're about to post something, I need you to think, would you be okay if you handed that exact piece, that post, to a judge, assuming that the case isn't over, or to your children, because that's the other thing I think people don't think about is that social media leaves a permanent digital footprint. And so your children, you know, children nowadays are learning to text before their ABCs. So they're going to be in a situation where they're going to see social media and they're going to see what you posted about your spouse. And so if you're giving the message of, you know, mommy and daddy both love you and that, you know, this isn't about neither of us did anything wrong. This is just mommy and daddy not wanting to live together anymore. And then your child sees on social media that you're blasting your spouse for having an affair or whatever it is you're doing. That's a very mixed message for children as well.
Oh, good point. Especially the younger they are, the more impressionable and the more difficult it may be to help them through the process as well.
Absolutely. And so you just need to be sensitive. At the end of the day, think about it. If your kids saw it, would you be okay? And if you can say yes, then go ahead. If you can't, I would just not type it.
Gotcha. Or if you want to share something terribly exciting, then send it separately as a message or an email to somebody. And we've learned that social media posts can be used against you in a court of law. Now the old police officer in me comes out. I think I'm doing a Miranda warning. But can your text messages and your private emails also be used against you in divorce proceedings?
If they're obtained legally, if you ultimately, like, what will happen is a lot of people will have a shared password, or there'll be, you know, sometimes people don't sign out. So they'll leave the computer sitting open in the kitchen and it's not signed out. And so somebody goes on and just sees those type of emails. And in situations like that, you could arguably do it. You know, you'll get some pushback to say the least. And as long as there aren't attorney-client privilege on it. But, you know, what happens is a lot of people do share passwords. And that's one of the ways you see that people get obtain, you know, emails and that type of social media thing all the time.
Sure. Or as you mentioned, if it's just left unlocked or, you know, unopened or you know, opened on the kitchen table and things are happening, wink, wink, that you're able to get in and see stuff. But the point is, yeah, if you're saying things or acknowledging things or, you know, depend, I guess, too, you know, like Florida's a no-fault divorce state, but there are several states where if you're proving infidelity or things of that nature, now you've got, you know, these things apparently can be used against you.
Right. I mean, most states, I think, are now in a no-fault zone. But the things that can be, I mean, it also is really less even on the legal hand. It's also, you know, psychologically in the negotiations. You know, you have somebody that sees something, and you're telling someone you're not having an affair, or you tell someone, again, that you can't afford to spend certain things. And then they see all sorts of dealings that are completely contradictory to what you've said. And that's going to make it very hard to settle a case.
Yeah, oh, good point. That's true. It could be a double-edged sword in many different ways. So the long and short of it is, if you're going through a divorce or about to or have just done it, stay off social media with bragging. You know, post things with the kids, post things that have to do with work, perhaps, you know, things you might normally do. But if you're looking at, you know, I know she's going to see this, so I'm going to put it up, or he, vice versa, whatever. You might think twice about that at the very least.
Absolutely. I always say get a pair of mittens because that's going to keep you safe.
I like how you also talk about social commentary feeding public opinion, and that can be used against you because how does the public opinion part of that become useful?
Well, I mean, the thing that I would say on that sort of thing is that you have to also think about even other ways that social media can affect you. So for an example, I had a case where, you know, we're making the argument that it's not a 50-50 share because the parties have lived separated for so long. Mm-hmm. And then what ends up happening is they're actually posting things that are positive. They're posting, you know, oh, my sweet wife, and oh, I love her, and she's so supportive and all of that. And that's now being brought in, you know, as something that's also coming against us and putting us in a position of, oh, well, if it really wasn't such a great marriage that you're claiming it wasn't, how come there are all these social media posts that are positive?
Good
so,
point.
So, again, you were trying to be nice. And that's not working now either.
Oh, sure.
And, yeah, and stay away from it.
I've known of some family friends, just in general, you see posts where people, you know, oh, my gosh, I love you. There's nothing better. You know, you complete my life, blah, blah, blah. And the next post is, well, we're getting a divorce. Yeah, so it's like, well, which is it?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. I mean, I would absolutely agree with that. I think that what ends up happening is, you know, people live what I call the Facebook perfect life.
Yeah.
Where, you know, everything looks so great. But at the end of the day, that's just not what's really going on.
Wow. Fascinating. And are both of your books available currently?
Yes, they're available on Amazon and at barnesandnoble.com.
Okay. So you want to look for A Woman's Guide to Her Perfect Divorce and Relaunch and The soon-to-be ex for men, preserving wealth, fatherhood, and sanity during divorce, both by Jacqueline Newman, divorce lawyer and author. Jacqueline, you're a delight to talk to, even under these kinds of circumstances, and reminding us of just being careful and being cautious, especially as it relates to social media, or as I've begun calling in the last several months, anti-social media in many cases. Thanks so much for joining us into tomorrow.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. NYCDivorceLawyer.com is the site that you can visit, too. We'll get you there as well when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
This takes triple A's. This one takes 9 volts. Oh, hi, Joe Casera here. I hope whatever's under your tree this year, you bought batteries ahead of time, because I can't find any. Maybe Dave has some. Dave? Dave?
Yes? Yes?
He needs batteries.
Oh, Joe always needs batteries. He really should get a plethora of them and keep them handy. But from Joe and all of the Into Tomorrow team, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. All the good greetings to all of you from all of us at Into Tomorrow. And Joe also has some, as we all do, and we're sharing with you some great gift ideas for cool tech goodies. What's another one of his?
He's got the Acer Chromebook R11 2-in-1.
Oh, yeah.
He says, all too often we're forced to pick between flimsy, underpowered Chromebooks and premium models in the price range of a Windows laptop. Acer hits the sweet spot of performance and price with their R11 2-in-1, including a touchscreen, surprisingly comfortable keyboard, and crisp display. He says, make sure to buy the 4 GB RAM model. You can find it at places like Best Buy and Target for about $300.
Ah, very cool. And that's yet another tech gift tip from Joe and the Into Tomorrow team. We hope you stay tuned all 3 hours throughout the whole show every week these days as we're tossing out some other gift ideas for you, especially for those folks that maybe already have everything, you think. And we'll give you some more great tech tip gifts ideas as you stay tuned into tomorrow.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC Digital, providing super fast SSDs for photographers and videographers. Get special products and pricing for Into Tomorrow listeners at owcdigital.com/into.
So wait a minute. There's special products and special prices if you go to this special website.
Yes, which is owcdigital.com/into.
Okay, I think that's a great idea, and perhaps we should do that. Carolyn in Clarksdale, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk Mississippi, and welcome, Carolyn, into tomorrow.
I have an Android. Some type of way, months ago, I touched something, and it started going, brr, 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 and I can't get it to stop.
Okay, well, it goes, brr. Brr. Maybe it's cold.
I love listeners that provide their own sound effects.
I do, too. I think that's awesome. So, Caroline, if you mean that your Android phone is vibrating nonstop, then we have some questions for you. Well, like one of them would be, how long does your battery last? And why haven't you run it over with a monster truck yet? Because that would drive me nuts. What may be happening here is that you have random recurring vibrations, but not constantly. probably, I'm going to guess, every minute or two or so. The reason we say that is that your phone likely allows for notification reminders, meaning that your phone can vibrate or fire its flash every now and then to remind you that you've got maybe a missed notification or two.
Yeah, now, that's largely a relic from a time when people wouldn't get as many notifications, and having them likely meant that you had an unread text message. But it's a feature that many Android phones allow. Unfortunately, the feature is hidden away in a pretty hard-to-find place, and many people go crazy trying to turn them off because they can't find the switch.
Yeah, we could relate to her then, yeah.
Now, if that's what's going on is that you're getting reminders, you should find the setting to turn those off under Settings and Accessibility. Google probably has a reason for hiding them away there. It may be part of some standard like WCAG or phone for phone or something, but it's not the most obvious place to check.
Yeah, that WCAG... It's Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. It's confusing. It's a set of recommendations, basically, for making web content more accessible, primarily for people with disabilities. But they tend to hide things in places like that. And Carolyn, that may be, or Caroline, if I'm mispronouncing your name, sorry, that may be the problem. So do check that out. If that doesn't solve the problem, let us know. We'll dig a little deeper for you, all the way, if we have to, into tomorrow.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-478-6084. 800-478-6084. 800-478-6084. That's 800-478-6084.
Caitlin, and I want to take this opportunity to thank our United States troops and wish every one of them a very happy holiday season. Please remember to support them, especially during this time. Now back to more Into Tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Caitlin. She's absolutely right. Don't forget the troops, especially this time of year. And from all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, the happiest of holidays from all of us at Into Tomorrow. When you participate, we love to send you prizes, and we do just that. And if you wait just a moment, I'm going to tell you about some of them.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom, accurate glucose readings for people with diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Now, if you'd like any of these particular prizes, no promises, no guarantees, but do tell us when you call in. We'll do our best to get one of them to you.
From Chalk and Social, we've got chalkboard hat bundles that promote more FaceTime and less screen time.
Oh, they're fun, too. From OVLED LED broadbeam headlamps. These are very handy.
From New Hera, we've got a set of IQ Buds, wireless intelligent earbuds.
Oh, and they're worth like $250, or you might want them. From 97, Jot portable battery base for Google Home Mini, and Vo portable speaker dock for an Amazon Echo Dot, if you happen to have one of those.
From Action Tech, Screen Beam Mini 2, wirelessly mirror any content from your mobile device to an HD display.
So you get the idea. All you need to do is mention those things. We'll do our best to get them to you when you call.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
And visit intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.